produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
To a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, and it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and the broken pieces of your life. He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for you to know that He loves you and cares for you. He wants for you to choose Him alone over anything else in your life. The plans of this show is to continue to build you up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine, so that I can give you help to overcome the battles that you face in your life. you can move past the brokenness in your life. By sharing personal testimonies, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, using scripture of the Bible and asking questions to glean upon, I teach how you too can overcome many battles of brokenness that you might face in your life and how you can become a better broken. My intention for this show was to continue to review some of the main points of my books and to turn those points around into the things that we are dealing with in our lives today. And I have used a quote in my introduction for the book for you several times, and I stated that it's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations. John 16:33 states, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." I want to emphasize on some of the things that the Lord has taught me to remind us all that we can all learn from the trials that we have in our lives. The trials that you experience will be a great testimony to someone else someday. Someday, you're going to be able to look back to the time in your life and the time of the brokenness in your life, and you're going to be able to be a blessing and a help to someone else as they go through their trials. God can carry us through our broken times, and He can help us to build off of them. So I feel like now is the time for me to start in my book for ladies and to go over some of the things that the Lord has spoken to me about as I wrote this book. And I wanted to share with you how God helped me in so many different struggles in my life personally. And throughout the study that I did for this book, I had several things that came to mind that I wanted to speak about as I was writing this book. And so I would occasionally go onto my Facebook page for ladies, A Better Broken for Ladies Facebook page, and I would jot down something or put down something that the Lord brought to mind that I would eventually want to put into this book. So after so much time of doing that and studying on the topics that the Lord wanted me to talk about, I came up with exactly that I felt was exactly what the Lord wanted me to share as I wrote this book. And the book was specifically written for ladies, but honestly, anyone can glean or get wisdom from the things that were shared in this book. And not everything that was in this book was shared just by me alone. I also have testimonies of other ladies that have been through different brokenness or trials in their personal lives. And I'm not finished yet because I do have plans to continue on with the book at another time frame. But for now, I want to share with you what God laid upon my heart as I was writing this book. And I came to the conclusion, as I was thinking and praying about what God wanted me to write and put into the book, but I came to the conclusion that it's pretty amazing how the Lord can speak to our hearts and what He uses to speak to our hearts. And I had known for quite some time that it was time for me to start the next project after my books for youth and then my follow-up book for kids, which was kind of a knockoff from the book for youth. I had a parent to ask me to, they enjoyed my book for youth and my personal testimony as a young person myself, but they wanted something that was more geared and used for their younger children. So I wrote a book for kids right after the book for the youth. But after quite some time, I was kind of shy about writing this book for ladies because I knew what all God wanted me to share, but I was not sure how some of these things would come across. And so it was very challenging for me to even begin the book. And I can remember being nervous and fearful, maybe wondering what others would think because of some of the things that would come out. But God kept impressing my heart to work on this project. And so after battling Satan and struggling so much to complete my first project, I knew that Satan was going to fight me again as I wrote this next book. And so I was really nervous about going into another book, daily fighting Satan, as I wrote every word that God wanted me to say. And so I can remember specifically a couple of years ago, I believe it was 2019, on Valentine's Day, my husband and I were on our way to my doctor's appointment in Pine Bluff, and I was going to meet a new neurologist. And so I will go into further detail about why I am personally seeing a neurologist now, and I have been for the last several years. I will share more about that testimony later on as we get down the road in the book for ladies. But as we were driving down the highway, I was writing, of course, I silently began to talk to the Lord and pray and ask about the project that He had for me to do next. I told Him of all of my nervousness, my fears, not wanting to fight Satan again, and all the battles that I was struggling with at that present time. And as I was looking into the forest of pine trees while silently talking to the Lord, and if you know anything about the area that I am in, we are surrounded by nothing but pine trees. I mean, we have other trees mixed in and such, like little oak trees or whatever, but majority of our trees around here is nothing but pines. And so that's all we see all around us. So as we were traveling down the highway, I was looking into the pine trees, just thinking about all that I wanted to say and do for this book. And the longer I looked, I began to notice things in the woods and just kind of, you know, maybe I saw a deer or whatever in the woods. And I like to look at God's nature. And as I was looking into the forest of pine trees, I saw a broken tree. And you can see a lot of broken trees, you know, if you're staring into the woods as you're going down the road. But the longer part of this particular broken tree, the longer part of the broken limb fell in front of the shorter tree stub that was still standing up, and it was still rooted into the ground. And it fell just so that it was in the formation of a cross sideways on the ground, standing up sideways in the ground. And so the only difference of this particular broken tree was just the way it landed, and I'm not sure how it was holding up the way that it was and how it fell and broke the way it did, but the way that it was appearing to me looked like a cross, and there didn't seem to be anything else that was holding up the longer part, across the stub that was still standing up, but of course, there were other trees around it, and there were probably on down the road other broken trees and such. And I'm assuming that maybe this particular broken limb was maybe taken down from a storm or a possible strong wind storm that we had had. But the weird thing about this particular tree is every other tree around it was still standing. This was the only tree stub and tree trunk that was broken in that particular area. Now, as we drove on down, I saw other broken trees and such, where probably the wind skipped around it or whatever. But I'm not sure how to explain it. But if you can picture a broken tree limb that is lying in front of the stub in the shape of a cross, that's exactly what I saw. And it didn't appear that anything else was holding it up, like I said a minute ago. But I asked myself in seeing that, was that broken tree, was that was in the form of that cross sideways on the ground, was that meant for me to see as a sign from Jesus as I was at that moment speaking to him, needing direction for this project for my book for ladies? Well, I definitely believe that it was a sign that the Lord gave me. I don't know how many other people have noticed that same exact tree where it was broken in the shape of, in the form of a cross out in the middle of other trees that were not even touched. And so I definitely believe that that was a sign for me. And I don't know if that tree limb is still there. I haven't really thought to look in that area where I saw it to see if it was still like it was. But at that moment in time that I was talking to the Lord and we were riding down the highway, I believe that that was Jesus telling me, yes, you need to complete this new work that I have instructed for you to do. And so that was my answer as I was trying to talk the Lord out of having me to do another book for ladies, or this book for ladies. And so I want you to listen as I go through some parts of the book that, you know, I believe will touch your heart. And it's my prayer that you will receive the help that you will need to become all that the Lord desires and wants for you to be as a Christian lady, even after struggling through different types of battles and brokenness in your own life. And I want you to meditate and to pray and walk together with me in becoming a better broken as we fight to overcome battles in our lives. I'm not trying to say that the battle that you're going through right now is going to be the only battle that you will ever face in life. No, that is incorrect. You will face probably many battles throughout your lifetime. And God wants us to learn and to know how to deal with these battles that we might face in our life. And so I want to just be a blessing and a help to you. And as I share some of these things that the Lord has given me in the book for ladies, as I thought about the broken cross tree that I saw as we were riding down the highway, I thought about all of the brokenness, the heartache, pain, agony, the discouragement, the depression, the anxiety, all of the things that I have struggled with and had in my own personal life. There were so many moments, and still are moments, that I have wondered and wonder, will I ever get through yet another fiery trial? Will I overcome and heal from the pain and heartaches that I am feeling in this dark place that I am right now? Will I live another day to see sunshine again after being in such a dark, dreary, miserable place of discouragement? Do others struggle or have hard times like I do? 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 13, let me turn there, says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is in you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Wow, this verse scripture alone gives us such hope in our lives. We all are going to have battles of tribulation and discouragement, depression, all kinds of battles that you will face sometime or another in your life. It states in John 16, verse 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And I've shared that verse many times as I talked about or taught through the book of for youth. But we are not promised a perfect life. We are not promised a perfect time in our lives right now as we're speaking. Maybe you're going through a specific trial or hard time in your personal life. Our lives are not going to be always roses and cherries. If you are like I was at that time, you're needing some type of sign to get your attention. That broken tree that was in the form of a cross laying sideways on the ground, that was a sign to me that got my attention. And then not long after seeing that, I began to work on this book for ladies. Maybe you too have needed direction about some kind of brokenness in your life. Maybe you're looking for a sign or some answers. Have you been given a sign from the Lord as you've prayed and talked to Him? Or even if you're not talking to Him, has the Lord given you a sign of what to do or a sign of how to take care of the problem? Has He tried to get your attention in some way? It may seem that some never have a worry. Some people never have hard times. And they have everything that they could ever dream of or want or need. But if they are completely honest, as we're seeing the outside on the inside, they also have struggles. I'll stop here and say that it's not a bad thing that we have social media today, because the blessing that I get from having social media such as Facebook or Instagram or whatever social medias that might be out there that we can have, the blessing that I get is that I'm able to see or speak to many people that I would probably never have gotten back in touch with that were friends of mine over my lifetime, as far as maybe a kid or a teenager, school friends or whatever, that maybe we lost touch and we were able to find each other on social media. So we are back in conversation or in touch again. And so that is a blessing for the social media sites that we now have. But the one thing that is not a blessing is that we can look at everybody's lives and pictures and posts, and we can see the good. Some even share the bad. I'm guilty of doing that myself if I'm not careful. We sometimes share our personal lives on the social media. And so we can often give the, when we share nothing but good. Maybe, you know, you have a big, nice house or just purchased one. And you've got pictures of it that you post. And you've got all these things that you post pictures about and you share. But you never share a heartache that you've gone through. It's easy for someone else looking into your life on social media to believe that, well, that person, they've got it all. They've got it made. They have no problems. They have everything that they dream of and want in life. And they have no struggles. But if you will be honest, none of our lives are perfect. We all have struggles in life. And we all have pain and heartache that we have to face. Maybe it is a sin in your life, a hidden sin that you are struggling with. And you are constantly facing as Satan throws it in your path. Maybe it's a financial problem that you might have, but it's not shown because of all the other posts that you make or show of the things that you do have, but you secretly have financial struggles. There could be so much more that we could sit here and talk about of the things that are hidden that can be easily hidden in social media, but we don't share those things that we struggle with, so we give off the impression that our lives are perfect. Well, that's why I don't have a hard time sharing when I have a day that I struggle or a moment that I might struggle with something. I'm not talking about personal deep things that we should keep in our home, but I'm talking about struggles such as anxiety, depression. Maybe a memory has come up into your mind and your heart, and it's a hard memory, and so you struggle with it. I have no problem with sharing the hard things in my life as well as the good things in my life, because I don't want anyone to think that my life is rosy-posy, okay? no one's life is rosy-posy if we're all honest about it. And so something that I'm still learning in my life is that my God is the healer of all brokenness. And I even have that in the jewelry that I create. I have a saying that says, God is the healer of all brokenness. And I post those on my necklaces or my bracelets and such. And that's as a reminder that we're not alone. God is with us in our hard times in our life. In His Word, He promised us peace of these storms of brokenness, as I read just a few moments ago in John 16:33. He promises us peace in our lives, and He promises to be with us when it seems that we are all alone in the struggles in our life. His promise is that He is with us no matter what we may be going through. God is with us. He's right there guiding us. And as I stated in my book for my youth, it is what we do with those trials or broken parts of our lives that make us or break us. Your trials that you are facing right now in your life, those trials can make you or they can break you. They can make you or break you. We all experience or will experience tribulations of some sort in our lives. No one is exempt. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what possessions you own. I don't care how many times you go to church, how many times you read your Bible, how many times you pray, how many times you do, how many good things that you might do. No one is exempt from having a trial or having brokenness in your lives. And so in the next shows to come, I will be talking more about how we can use the brokenness in our lives for the honor and glory of God. And so I appreciate your time and you listening as I go through these things. And I pray that you will receive a blessing of some sort and help in the areas of dealing with brokenness in your life. I pray that you are getting exactly what the Lord wants for you to get as we glean upon what the Lord gave me in A Better Broken for Ladies. And as I said earlier, it's not just for ladies. Maybe a man is listening to this and having struggles as well. And you can take some of these same thoughts and you can use it in your life to help heal you in the brokenness in your life as well. And so the thoughts that I have given you from today have come from my book, A Better Broken for Ladies. And you can find this book on my A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page. And I'll be using parts of this particular book, the book for ladies, for devotionals more down the future. And I ask that you would please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share. Remember, too, that no matter what you are going through in your life, God is still there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it may be in your life, you can be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not alone. It's my desire to share what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I am a blessing and a help to you. As I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say a special thank you to two of my wonderful, beautiful friends who were such an inspiration to me and so many others, and that is Kayla Paget and Tammy Polk. I am incredibly blessed to be able to continue on this journey. Thank you for asking me to be involved in this radio program. To my husband and my kids for their constant love and support, and my other family and precious friends that God has blessed me with, thank you so much for supporting me. To all of you that are listening, I want to say a special thank you. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast. My name is Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or listen, look for my YouTube page that I am working on now. I have not released it yet, but I will be releasing it as I tried to put radio posts on Facebook. Now I cannot do that due to the new things that they've changed in Facebook. But be looking for my YouTube page that I am working on, and I will start posting my radio programs there as I build it up. And as I close this program for today, I want you to remember that God is with you, and God is always there for you in your times of need. Be looking for my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. And you can also find my books and handmade resin jewelry and other craft projects on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Books Ministry and Jewelry Collection. And if you're interested in my books alone, you can find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Thank you again for listening, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.